Agatha Raisin and the Wizard of Evesham by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Chapter 1. The weather was tropical, and this was England, and this was Evesham in the Cotswolds. Agatha Raisin drove into the car park at Merstow Green, turned off the air conditioning, switched off the engine, and braced herself to meet the wall of soupy heat which she knew would greet her the minute she stepped out of the car. Like many, she had decided that all the scares about the greenhouse effect were simply lies made up by eco-terrorists. But this August had seen clammy, sweaty days, followed by monsoon thunderstorms at night. Most odd. Agatha groaned as she left her car and walked across to the parking ticket machine. What a hell of a day to decide to get one's hair tinted. She returned to her car and pasted the ticket on the window, and then bent down and squinted at herself in the driving mirror. Her hair was still dark brown, but now streaked with purple. Agatha had gone into a mild depression following her last case. Mrs. Agatha Raisin fancied herself to be a detective to rival the fictional ones like Poirot and Lord Peter Wimsey. She was a stocky, middle-aged woman, with good legs, a round face, and small, bear-like eyes, which looked suspiciously out at the world. Her hair had always been her pride, thick and brown and glossy. But only that week she had discovered grey hairs, nasty grey hairs appearing all over. She had bought one of those colour rinses, but it had turned the grey purple. "Go to Mr. John," advised Mrs. Bloxby, the vicar's wife. "His place is in the High Street in Evesham. He's supposed to be very good. They say..."